We are going to take up once again John 14 and to explore further what the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had to deal with the subject of death a number of times. In John chapter 11, for example, the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to assure the sisters, Mary and Martha, that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. He tells his disciples that death is but sleep. For some reason, that did not go down all that well with the disciples. They still couldn't get over the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ would die soon, and they themselves would die eventually. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to bring this up again and to teach them that death is not final. We have an eternal hope, and there is life after death. This is a reality that we must seek to make become more and more precious and personal. We have a home in heaven with God. And all these truths had to be taught and retaught until the feelings of being troubled are allayed, and there is a great sense of peace and joy within the heart. But this was something that was not easy to teach, even harder for the disciples to understand. Today we look at two questions that were raised and brought before the Lord. The first question came from Thomas, and he said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Well, this is recorded in John 14:5. So what does it mean when he said, "We do not know where you are going"? But the Lord Jesus Christ had already specifically said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you know." And the disciples, disciple Thomas said, "We do not know where you are going." They insisted that they did not know. No, he's not just speaking for himself. He's speaking actually for the others as well. And what was Thomas really looking for? A roadmap? Physical specifics? How do you talk about a way to heaven? I mean, that's something that we need to ask ourselves realistically. And so he asked further, how can we know the way? He held on to his objection, to his thought, and his, how can we know? How could they understand? So the Lord Jesus Christ had to say to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So let's examine this a little bit and ask ourselves what this really means. What the Lord Jesus Christ said is actually to summarize for Thomas and the others that there are three essential things that we need in life from earth to heaven. We need to know the way to God, to heaven. We need to know the truth about God and heaven. We need to know life. It's not this earthly life, but a life in heaven as well. And so he explains, "I am the way." There is no physical roadmap to heaven. We are crossing the physical to the spiritual. We are looking at the ephemeral into the eternal. There is no physical roadmap to heaven. The way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ, not through ideas, thoughts, plans, whatever. What did the Lord Jesus Christ do? One, he paved the way. As he said, he will prepare whatever is needed. And this is important. So as we take a look at some of the things that we must understand and believe in seriously, it would be this. He is the Savior. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the one who will bring us to heaven. This is what he meant when he says he is the way. It's not a system of thought. It's not a collection of teachings. It is just simply the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Then there is the truth. The teachings of the Lord Jesus are specifically stated, for example, in Matthew 5. You have heard it was said to them of old. Then he would say, but I say to you. The teachings of the Lord Jesus were not mere opinions. He embodied, he was the living word of truth. What is truth in theory was the reality found in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So when we combine the two, how the Lord Jesus Christ himself is the way, how he is the truth and the life, meaning to say he is the giver of eternal life. He is also the source of life and the sustainer of life. When we combine these three things together, then we can understand what the Lord Jesus Christ meant when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Put it another way. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our mediator. In the language of the Old Testament, he is the high priest. So if anybody wants to know the way to heaven, the way to God, it would be simply through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we can only hope that that was understood by Thomas and the other disciples. Well, soon after that, Philip said to the Lord Jesus Christ, he was asking a different question altogether. He went on to now say to the Lord, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. So he was not going to take the same track as Thomas, slightly different. And so he went on to say, well, show us the Father, thinking that it was a good line of thought. This was a good question. And then he said, if you show us the Father, it is sufficient for us. What is that all about? Well, it's very similar to what Moses once said to the Lord, show me your glory. Well, the question that Philip raised really did not show to us that his knowledge was all that great. Nor was his understanding, his mastery of what the Lord Jesus Christ had taught, very significant. What does he mean when he says, show us the Father? Was he looking for an appearance of God the Father? Was he looking at some manifestation? In the old days, it would be to dreams and visions. But if you were to look at what the Lord Jesus Christ represented, what he really was, he was far greater than appearances, manifestation, dreams. This was the Son of God. And he was showing who the Father really was like. And yet, Philip opted for show us the Father, as if we're going back to the old days. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to say to him and to all of them, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Now, what is a long time? To me, if you have a month with the Lord Jesus Christ, that will last a lifetime. If you had 3 years every day seeing the Lord Jesus, that can be classified as so long. How can they have been with the Lord Jesus for 3 long years and yet have not known the Lord Jesus properly? That just bewilders the mind. And so the Lord Jesus had to say this very openly. He who has seen me, and they have seen the Lord Jesus, what he did first thing in the morning, what he did last thing at night, what he did throughout the day, teaching, preaching, counseling, healing, casting out demons, kindly talking to people, even over meals, he would share about salvation, about God. This is what God is like. He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? For some reason, Philip was unable to see the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. So that's why he raised the question, show us the Father. And so the Lord had to say to him, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? That was the big problem. The problem was not just knowledge. The problem was that he did not really believe deeply or certainly or clearly. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to put back the question to him, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Now, here are the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Now he talks about the words. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. So the Lord Jesus is trying to say that when the disciples hear his words, they must see beyond his words to authority. On what basis would the authority, did he speak in? And whose authority? And he says, this is not my own words or authority. It is the Father. And he went on further to extend it. The Father who dwells in me does the works. So then we have the word and we have the works. The authority of the words, the Father. The source of the works, also the Father. He combined the both together. Words and works were consistent in the life of the Lord Jesus. And the words and works of the Lord Jesus, they were all traced back to God the Father. And so the Lord Jesus Christ had to deal with what the essential problem really was. And it was the problem of believing. Philip may have used a very nice phrase, show us the Father. It is sufficient. But what he's really saying, the Lord Jesus Christ noted, was the problem of unbelief. And so he had to deal with the problem. Believe me, they struggled with believing the Lord Jesus beyond a certain level. Did they see the words? Yes. Or hear the words of the Lord Jesus? Yes. Did they see the works of the Lord Jesus? Yes. But they thought that it was just the Lord Jesus. They couldn't extend beyond that to the Father himself. And so the Lord Jesus had to say, believe me, not just believing in the Lord Jesus, but believing that the Lord Jesus is in the Father and the Father in him. This was a very difficult thing for them to understand. It was profound, it was deep, and it was very difficult to fathom. And so the Lord Jesus Christ said it in another way. If you cannot believe in this profound way of thinking, then believe for the sake of the works themselves. I mean, who has the kind of power to cast out a demon in one word? Who has the power to heal every single day? Any and everyone with any and every kind of sickness. How could a human being have done that? And the answer is, it is impossible. So Philip, Thomas, and the others will have to grapple with what they need to deal with. And that problem is not just the words and the works of the Lord Jesus, but an essential problem of believing. In other words, faith. Did Philip believe in the Lord Jesus? Yes. As a person, as a teacher, he's great, he's wise, he's powerful, and everything else. But that's where it stopped. The connection between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father was not fully fathomed. And it takes this kind of faith to believe the connection between the Father and the Son. And the Lord Jesus Christ was saying that the Father is in the Son is in the Father. And you can reason it out. The words of wisdom that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. What were those words worth? What were the words like? Were they of human authority? Can anybody be that wise? No. It has to be, the source has to be the Father himself. At any time, in any way, in every way, that word was forthcoming, powerful, rich, relevant, deep, authoritative. There's only one way this could have been done. The Father was in the Son speaking. The Son was drawing all that he needed from his Father. That relationship is a symbiosis that would take faith to understand. And faith is of vital significance at this point of time. Well, there must be faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus himself, not just as a teacher, not just as a healer, but as the Son of God, as a Savior. Then the words of the Lord Jesus. They must not be just seen as the words of a very, very supremely wise person. They are the words of God the Father himself. The works of the Lord Jesus are not just works that God has empowered him with. They were far different. The disciples were empowered too. But their empowering was with reference to the degree of faith that they had. But for the Lord Jesus Christ, that power was in him. It was inherent with him. It was the Father working in and through him. And this kind of faith would give to us a deep assurance that when we face death, we need only to depend upon the Lord Jesus, his words that he gave, the works that he had done. And so as we conclude our reading of John 14, 1 to 11, our challenge must be one, to check our faith in the Lord Jesus. Do we believe in him only as a great human being? Or do we see him as one who had the Father living in him? He was within the Father was in him. Second, we must deepen our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He is much more than just simply a person who talks about salvation. He is the Savior himself. And once we find this faith, we must hold fast to this faith, even to the point of death. And that will make all the difference in the world. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the teaching that we can have in John's Gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ, about who he is, how wonderful he is in every sense of the word. We pray that you will teach us how we can deepen our understanding of our trust in the Lord Jesus, so that even when we face difficult times of life and death even, we would have the assurance that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to ask no more than understanding that this is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, his teachings, his word, his works. We pray for this kind of faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.